KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
For Friday, March 20th, 2026, I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. First up, Seward is getting nearly $40,000 in federal relief to help recover from a 2020 fishery disaster. The money comes 3 years after the U.S. Department of Commerce declared the Copper River and Prince William Sound salmon fisheries a disaster. Governor Mike Dunleavy requested the aid in 2022. He cited a 40% revenue drop compared to the previous five-year average of $59 million. Dunleavy said rising ocean temperatures likely caused the poor returns. The federal government allocated about $15.7 million to address the losses. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game determined how to divide that money. More than $460,000 is set aside for local governments based on their 2020 fish landings. The Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission is managing the grant. While individual fishermen and crew members must apply for relief, communities do not have to. The application period for individuals opened February 23rd. The Seward City Council is expected to officially accept the funds during its meeting Monday night. For the second time in 2026, Homer's Winter King Tournament has been rescheduled due to cold weather and related harbor accessibility. KBBI's Emily Springer spoke with Homer Chamber Director Brad Anderson and has this report.
As Homer continues to experience unusually cold temperatures for this time of year, conditions have contributed to increased thickness of ice in the side areas of the harbor, and very little of the ice has thawed or moved out. In an email, Brad Anderson, Executive Director at the Homer Chamber of Commerce, notes that while the extended forecast is beginning to warm, with daytime temperatures expected to reach the upper 20s and 30s this weekend, overnight lows are still forecast to remain in the teens. Based on current harbor conditions in the forecast, it is highly unlikely that the ice will clear sufficiently to safely hold the tournament on the 28th. As a result, the Homer Winter King Salmon Tournament will now be postponed to Saturday, April 4th. Anderson provided this comment to KBBI.
You know, we've been evaluating the ice situation in our harbor. It's really a highly unusual situation this year. Looking back on our history, and we just haven't encountered something like this previously this late into the year. But we do see some favorable, you know, weather changes going forward. But the ice situation that's currently in the harbor really isn't going to change enough to make it a safe tournament for that amount of boats and anglers that come out to our tournament to hold this on the 28th. So the committee did meet this morning, and the safest thing we can do is postpone it now to April 4th.
Anderson noted that we recognize that moving the tournament into April means anglers will need to follow the fishing regulations that take effect on April 1st. Holding the tournament in March is always our goal, but this year's weather and harbor conditions present too many safety concerns to do so responsibly. The two major features that will impact the tournament, now scheduled to be held on April 4th, are that the bag limit for king salmon will be reduced from 2 to 1 fish, according to Alaska Department of Fish and Game regulations, and the tournament will be held the day before Easter Sunday. Anderson's email provides a history of past delays for the tournament. The tournament has been delayed 8 times in history. 4 times it was delayed 1 day, 3 times 1 week, and it has not been delayed 2 weeks since the very first tournament in 1994. In closing, he notes, we greatly appreciate your patience and understanding as we work through these challenges. The safety of our anglers, participants, and harbor users remains our highest priority. Anglers currently registered for the tournament and unable to attend on April 4th should email wkt@homeralaska.org with your name, team name, and best contact information, or contact the chamber directly at 907-235-7740. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
And last up, the Central Peninsula Landfill is once again recycling cardboard after the successful installation of a replacement baler. The return of service comes more than a year after a catastrophic equipment failure severed some recycling services at the Soldotna Landfill. The decades-old baler that broke compacts so-called fluffy recycling, like paper and cardboard. The borough still recycled glass and aluminum while the baler was out of commission. One major change for borough recycling has to do with plastic. The landfill previously had multiple large containers for different types of plastic, but Borough Mayor Peter Machicki says that's a service that will not be returning. Here he is speaking to local business leaders earlier this month.
You use less energy to make plastics than you do to convert existing plastics into plastics. It just doesn't make sense. So especially when you're adding the greenhouse gases that we're generating, collecting the stuff and shipping it down to the lower 48, it just doesn't make sense.
The borough positioned the equipment failure as an opportunity to take a bigger look at how the borough manages solid waste. Last year, the borough assembly signed off on spending more than $1.5 million in federal pandemic-era aid for landfill projects. Most of that went to replacing the machine that compacts trash in the landfill. The rest went to removing the broken baler and designing a new facility for the replacement equipment, a used baler from Valley Recycling. Around the same time the assembly approved that money, the borough said it had met with an Anchorage-based company about ways to recycle high-quality plastic in-state. Alaska Plastic Recovery has previously collected plastic on the Kenai Peninsula to turn it into what it calls grizzly wood. That's a lumber-like substance made from plastic. And Machicki says he's not opposed to stockpiling plastic the company could use.
We're willing to collect it for him if he'd like to come pick it up. We're going to experiment with that this summer, and if it works out, then we'll collect for him, but we will not be spending borough dollars to recycle plastic.
Now that the new baler is up and running, the borough says cardboard recycling is back in business. On social media, the borough said clean, dry, and baler cardboard will be sent for recycling either in-state or in the lower 48. Contaminated cardboard will go in the landfill. The Central Peninsula Landfill is open daily from 8 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. That's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO, and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news at kbbi.org. Tonight's newscast included a story from KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara. Coming up tonight at 7 p.m., tune in for Bunnell Arts by Air for a live concert broadcast. This month's performers are the Cosmic Warblers, a chorus made up of classically trained singers with local musicians Karen Strid on piano, Bill White on guitar, Elizabeth White on viola, featuring many of the musical eras, Baroque, Classical, Romantic, 20th Century, and Contemporary. That's tonight at 7 p.m. here on KBBI. Then at 8 p.m. is Faking Friday with David Snyder. At 9 p.m., Blues Etc., hosted by J.O. The Alicia Vianney Trio are playing with Pete Katsunis at Alice's March 21st. That's Saturday at 9 p.m. Tickets are on sale on our website. Proceeds from this event benefit KBBI. Also, applications for vendors and sponsors for this year's Concert on the Lawn are now available on our website, kbbi.org. And KBBI is still accepting submissions for art for this year's Members Mug. You can find the rules and a template on our website. Thanks for listening, and good evening.